Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yesterday was the day of upsets. My, oh my. Upsets and near upsets. And the Jets beating the Philadelphia Eagles, the previously undefeated Eagles, for the first time ever, was obviously a big upset. But probably the biggest was because many people viewed them as the best team in the league. And they were coming off a 32-point demolition of the Dallas Cowboys, was the San Francisco 49ers going to Cleveland and losing 19-17 to the Browns, but not only to the Browns, Rob, to the Browns who were manned by their third-string quarterback, P.J. Walker.
That's why everybody thought it was a lock. Like, that looked like a lock, but then, Chris, you get some injuries and some missed field goals, and before you know it, and then the MVP of the league doesn't play nearly as well as he had been playing.
Well, he's not the MVP anymore.
I was going to say, that came crashing down, Chris, real quick,
yes,
didn't it?
Yes.
How many times does that happen where we talked about it earlier this year? Even, you like Micah Parsons the first two games, and then they got demolished, the defense got killed. It's amazing, like, how hard it is to Russell Wilson. Remember a couple of years ago, what was that, during the COVID year, Chris, when he was off to that great start for about 6 weeks? I'm just saying, it's hard. The guys who win MVP, you got to sustain. Like, you can't have that many stinkers. You can't.
I think this year – and I think I have felt like it's changed almost weekly. Like, if early on I thought it was Micah Parsons, then like you said, he had a bad game. I thought it was Tua, and then Tua, Tua's thrown some interceptions, and so I start thinking, you know what? Especially after that beating of the Cowboys, although he didn't play a huge game, and that's what was the week before. I thought Christian McCaffrey was in the hunt. And then I thought Purdy was leading after that game against the Cowboys. And now I would go back to Tua because, Rob, no one has been consistently great.
Right, but Tua
Mahomes
has put up numbers.
Josh Allen hasn't. Lamar Jackson hasn't. Burrow obviously hasn't. There's McCaffrey, has averaged 3 yards a game his last two games. Purdy obviously just had a bad game.
That ain't MVP, right.
No. And Micah's slowed down. He's not even the defensive player of the year, probably.
Nope.
So yeah, I think right now it's Tua, but you mentioned Purdy, and Rob, he was bad. He had the worst game of his NFL career. He was 12 for 27, 125 yards, and one touchdown, one interception. His touchdown was like a little shovel pass, a little, you know, ditch off, to right. drop off to McCaffrey at the goal line. And his passer rating was 55.3. And, Rob, because Deebo Samuel got hurt early in the game, and then Christian McCaffrey got hurt and didn't play anymore, you know, didn't play most of the second half, there is some school of thought out there that without those two stars, Brock Purdy got exposed. Is that your thinking, or you think that's going too far and too fast?
When you say exposed, it's like no one's saying he's a fraud.
And that's what exposed implies.
Yeah, that's what, you would be like a total fraud, Chris. Like they pull off your wig and your fake nose. You know what I mean? Like, that's a fraud. Like, that's not who we thought he was.
Right.
We're not talking about that. But I think it did drive home the point about the weapons he has around him. And it doesn't mean that he can't utilize them and play. But we talk about this all the time, Chris, and we've seen it with Mahomes. I've seen it with Aaron Rodgers. You remember there were one stretch, Davante Adams won the round. They kept winning.
Rodgers was 7-0 without
Davante. At one point.
Until his last year in Green Bay.
Right. You know what I mean? So that was like one of those moments, Chris, where you looked at it and go, how'd they go to the desert without Devontae and without so-and-so and so-and-so, and they won the game? And Mahomes last year, you know, was able to win it, and then you would be hard-pressed to really
put – Tyreek Hill.
Right, and look at the other receivers and go, how did he get this done? And I think now the conversation is just that Brock Purdy isn't that guy, and that doesn't mean he can't be there or he might turn into that, Chris. But these are some of the questions that people have been saying for a while. You know, like he's good, but he ain't like the guy that leads this team. He's a part of it, but he's not right. The leader. Did you take that away? I mean, right? Not a fraud,
I certainly don't think he's a fraud. I think he's a good player. I was not ready. As you know, to say he's elite, I think we got to watch and see.
Who said he was elite? Did we talk to somebody?
Well, some people were throwing out there, Rex Ryan on ESPN said he's the next Joe Montana. And some people were throwing out Montana.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's why it's always like,
You know, people like that. And I think that was going way too far because, you know, obviously it was just too short of a sample size. Now, he looked great. But I'm not like, I took it as, I don't even feel like it was because Deebo and McCaffrey got hurt, because they weren't playing that well before McCaffrey got injured. Now they marched down early in the game and scored, and Deebo was in, but after, you know, then he got hurt. But after that, they struggled even with McCaffrey in there. So I think, Rob, what it was a bad game. And we knew it was coming, right? The guy had not had a bad game in his first 12 starts. The guy had the greatest passer rating in the history of football. He was on track to break Aaron Rodgers' record for passer rating in a season. You knew that was likely to end. He had the career highest passer rating. So all of that was likely to end. The game he played yesterday, there's not a quarterback who's ever donned an NFL uniform and who played who hasn't had a game like that. All the best players you can mention, they've had games like, heck, Josh Allen threw three interceptions on opening night against the Jets, and they lost to him without Aaron Rodgers. Yesterday, Jalen Hurts had three interceptions. It was bad. So these games happen, And I get that those guys have built up, you know, more of a resume.
I was going to say, that's the only difference. Is like,
well,
people,
but the difference ain't that everybody, even early on when they hadn't built up the resume, they had bad games. So
yeah, but when
it's not unusual for a guy to go out and play like that.
Yeah, it's not about him having a bad game. It's when you look and you say to yourself, uh-oh, what just happened here? It's not just that he had a bad game. Is, again, as long as you're always going to have the tag of Mr. Irrelevant and you, that's where you were drafted and people can't believe where you're going or where you are and what's happened, every time things go bad, they'll always go back to that. Those other guys you mentioned came from storied college programs, were drafted high, and people had expectations for them. So I think that's why, along with that, Chris, not just having a bad game, but that their body of work and what people think about them going into that, they could say, oh, yeah, he just had a bad day at the office. There will be people who will say, I've been waiting for this when he doesn't have all these unbelievable weapons.
Right.
And now look at what he is. I'm just saying that
and
I think
that's. And he started so fast.
Right.
Like, he started tremendously. And obviously, I mean, Brady obviously was a lower pick, but nobody really was saying he was all that until, I mean, he won his Super Bowl his rookie year, but, you know, even then, nobody was necessarily saying he was elite and a superstar. It took a little while for Brady to get that tag. But I think, too, Rob, a lot of it wasn't just, I mean, Purdy was bad. Like I said, worst game of his career. But give Cleveland some credit. Cleveland is the best defense in the league, statistically. Rob, you know, they're on pace to, they are currently allowing the fewest yards per game in the last 53 years.
Since that Ravens team?
No, 53 years.
Right.
Since 1970, wow. The Purple People.
But you know what I meant.
Of the Minnesota Vikings. So they are averaging, they're allowing 121 yards a game passing. I mean, that's incredible. It's the best in the league by like 40 yards. They're allowing 200 yards total. That's best in the league by 60 yards. And, Rob, Jim Schwartz, from used to be the head coach in Detroit.
Right.
As a head, he owns Kyle Shanahan. Owns him. He's 8-1 against Shanahan when both of them are either head coach or a coordinator. And Shanahan's teams, you know, he's the boy wonder. He's the genius, the offensive guru. His teams average 15 points a game when facing Jim Schwartz's clubs. And San Francisco was averaging about 33 a night this season and with Purdy playing. So there were a lot of factors last night. One of them was that Purdy didn't play well, no doubt. Although we got to say this to be fair. As bad as he played, Rob, at the end of the day, he did lead that drive that got them in position to win the game. And it would have just been one of those ugly wins, one of those nights where you didn't have it as a team, you didn't have it as a quarterback, but you found a way to win. He marched them down about 52 yards for a 41-yard field goal, and the rookie Jake Moody missed it. So that was that. But yeah, I do have to say, even playing poorly, he did come through and do his part, at least, to get him down there for a potentially game-winning field goal.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hall of Fame defensive back, Super Bowl champion, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man, the one and only, Rod Woodson.
Rod,
what's up, brother?
Another mother.
We're doing all right.
We are good, my man. We are good. All right, let's get right to it. We got a quick segment. We all saw the upset, Cleveland over San Francisco. What did you think of that Browns, or what do you think of that Browns defense? Because right now, you may have heard, they're on pace to give up the fewest yards since 1970, the Purple People Eaters in Minnesota, the Vikings. So what do you think of that Cleveland defense?
Now, I tell you what, they, I watched them play. I call all the Ravens games and, watched them play the first time around. And, I mean, they're fast, they're physical. Jim Schwartz was on our staff in the Baltimore Ravens. He was a baby then. And he's just grown as a tremendous defensive coordinator in the National Football League. And the way he uses all his guys, Denzel Ward is coming to his own. I think Denzel Ward is now one of the elite, if not one of the top two, one of the top three elite corners in the National Football League. And they just have playmakers on all ends. They got D-line, linebackers, and on the back end, they got playmakers all over the place. And they do a wonderful job. And Schwartz does a wonderful job of moving everybody around. And they play fast and physical. They play old school football.
So is that, I was going to ask you, is that the approach? Is just different from what guys are doing now? The approach,
Jimmy's more aggressive. So he's about a 30% blitzer, out of all of his times of calling the games, and that's a lot in the National Football League. Blitzing every 30% of the time of your play calls throughout a game, you're putting pressure on quarterbacks and you're making them uncomfortable. And then when he doesn't blitz, the guys are still getting back there. They're still getting back there disrupting. The quarterback. So it was fun to watch those guys, even though the Ravens beat them. But to watch those guys, just how fast they played and how physical they were. And they were, it seems like they're having fun out there. And that's what really jumped off at me. It's like they really enjoy each other and they're having fun with each other doing this whole process of playing football.
I was surprised at how they pushed San Francisco around. Like, we had seen the Niners do that to Dallas, and then it looked like Cleveland was a little more physical than San Francisco.
Yeah, they play bully ball. I mean, it happens in games where, you come in as a team like the 49ers and they, don't play well. But I think I heard a stat that Jim Schwartz or Kyle Shanahan is only one and nine versus my man. So it's like, hey, okay, well, he knows he's comfortable playing against his offense. And then he said it. I'm pretty sure he told his guys, man, I only lost to this guy one time.
Right.
This system is not that complicated. You just got to slow it down they give you a lot of different formations with a lot of different personnel groupings, and they only run so many plays. And when we see that, we're going to go play real fast physical football, and that's what people don't normally like.
How about Brock Purdy? You know, without all of his weapons, he looked pretty human to some. Some people are already saying, oh, he's in the last week, he was in the MVP conversation, and then we got this.
I mean, last week he was MVP. The week before that, they were saying, is he better than Joe Montana? I was like,
right.
You know, we so knee-jerk to react to each week, right? And, I mean, and honestly, he still had that last drive. He got them down there, and he made a big play and got them into field goal range, and everything was set up for the kicker to come out there, and he missed a 41-yard kick. Right, so
yeah,
it would be a different conversation if he made the kick. They didn't look great, but they won.
Yeah,
and now you know we were talking about them not looking great because they lost. You know, so you know at the end of the day, losing one game in a National Football League, it's okay. I think you learn a lot from your team losing games because it's only had one perfect season. We all know that. It's only been one perfect season in the history of pro football.
How about the Buffalo Bills last night? I mean, they tried to give the Giants that game. The Giants haven't scored an offensive touchdown in, what, three games or something?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I just – that was an ugly game. They didn't run the ball at the end. Could have ate up some clock. What did you make of that? Like, the Bills have these kind of games.
We got about a minute.
Yeah, we got 1 minute.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing that bothers me sometimes with coordinators is that they fall in love with throwing the football.
Yeah,
if they throw the football and they're successful, they're gurus, they're geniuses, they're the next up and coming guy.
Right.
But if they run the ball and they're smash mouthing the other defense and the other team, they're not known as that. So I think sometimes they get enamored with the titles and hearing what people can say about them instead of just doing what's right and doing what you should be capable of doing and would help you be a balanced offense and a balanced football team. Those teams right there, and luckily for them, they got Josh Allen who can make some plays and have a couple drives to win games.
All right, speaking of balance, he had great balance on the field, speed, and he could stick. That's our Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. Thanks,
all right,
brother.
Rod, thank you.
All right, my brothers.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, we got to talk about the New England Patriots and what is going on with Bill Belichick, Mac Jones, and the crew. Simply put, they're horrible, which I'm not surprised. I thought they were the worst team in that division. Now, I did think when Aaron Rodgers got hurt that they would be the third best team or second worst team in the division ahead of the Jets. But I did not give them any shot at making the playoffs, and they're not going to. They're 1-5. Nobody's mathematically eliminated yet, but they're 1-5, and they're horrible, as I said. And Teddy Bruschi, who played, you know, for Bill Belichick
and won
and
Super
the Patriots,
Bowls.
Won Super Bowls, absolutely. We both worked at with him at ESPN. He's a great guy. Great. Yep. Really, I really like Teddy. Just a real solid guy. And so he was on Get Up today talking about, Rob, what he thinks the future could hold or should hold for Bill Belichick. Here he is.
I think Bill Belichick is considering it, and I also think Robert Kraft is the one that has to start to consider, is it time to move on? Because right now, if they get a top five pick, Mr. Kraft has to decide if Bill is the right one to take one of those three, four quarterbacks, whatever it may be, that you can possibly get, and if he wants to start over with Bill. I have always known Bill to only coach for meaningful wins, meaningful in terms of division championships, playoff wins, Super Bowls. It's shifted now. The meaningful wins are now all for him.
Let me throw this at you, Rob, because we've kind of addressed it. Not kind of. We have addressed the notion of should Robert Kraft want Belichick to stay or to go? Should he? You know, we both said there's no way you fire him after all he's done for that franchise. But, you know, there could be a mutual parting of the ways where he resigns and goes out with some dignity and all that. But let me ask it this way. Should Belichick himself want out of New England? Like, should he want this to be his last year there?
I don't know. I think I'm going to say no. That does he really? I mean, Bill Belichick's in his 70s, right? How old is he? We looked it up the other day. 71 or two or so. I mean, really, that we want to go and go start all over and you don't have to. I mean, Bill Belichick's not. There's no guarantee he's going to go somewhere else and win a Super Bowl. And it's not about winning a Super Bowl.
He's 71.
71, okay. It's not about winning a Super Bowl. It's about, you know, putting on being competitive and playing. And we get that. And Mac Jones isn't the guy you thought he could have been or something. And you got to refigure that out. And as you go forward, you just can't be embarrassed every week. That's really what it comes down to. We talked about it.
But don't you think for him it is about winning a Super Bowl? I mean, I hear what you're saying.
I think that's everybody's goal.
I don't think he's thinking anything else.
Yeah, that's everybody's goal. But I don't think that, honestly, when he looks at that team with Mac Jones, he thinks he's winning a Super Bowl. I'm saying.
Whether it's going somewhere else or, heck, rebuilding that whole roster. I mean, I think he's still like, I want to win Super Bowls. What else are you trying to do?
I'm not saying he doesn't want to win, but there's a realistic part that goes with it as well. And I think the bad part about it, Chris, is just that they're not competitive. That's what you look at, and it's shocking, is how uncompetitive or non-competitive they are. That's the sign that makes you cringe. We talked about it before when they – what was his record? It's right around 500, right, since Brady left. Not like
His record without Brady is below 500. 80 and 93 now, I guess.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, recently, it'd be interesting. It's probably below 500 now.
The last time we looked, it was close Brady. To it. You know what I mean?
They went 10-7. Didn't they go 10-7 and then 7-10?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe I'm missing. And now they're 1-4.
Right, and now, all right. So let me see. I'm trying to figure out. So before this season, Belichick was above 500, Chris, in the post Tom Brady era, 25-23. That was before this year, and now of course they're off to a terrible start, so they're under 500. But the point is that to me, it's not just losing. It's the way that they're losing. Don't you believe, like you don't remember a Bill Belichick team where they don't even compete? They get stomped by 30. Even the Raiders are so bad that they couldn't even stomp the Patriots. I mean, a nail-biter in order to beat a team like that everybody else is putting 30-plus points up. That's an indictment of the Raiders because that's a bad Patriots team. You said it earlier.
It's a bad team. It's interesting. I think ideally it would be best for him to finish his career in New England. It would be best if he could get that record. You know, he's 18 wins behind, from beating Don Shula's all-time wins record. That includes playoff games. I think it would be best for himself, for the Patriots, and for football if he did that in New England. And I don't want to make more out of the record than it is, but, you know, that's where he did his stuff. And it'd be great if he got this achievement there. The problem is, and we talked earlier with one of the Fox Sports reporters about this, right? I mean, at this rate, it's going to take them, and we joked about 6 years, but, I mean, it could take three, maybe four. I mean, it's ridiculous how bad they are. And at some point, you don't want to just play for that. You don't want to just, let's get this record and then we can all move on. And so I kind of feel like the best thing for both parties would be at the end of the season if Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick met. And, you know, Kraft is like, look, I want to, you know, bring in a new front office. And we got a lot of revamping to do this offseason. And we want to bring us some new blood to kind of get it done. We want you to coach, Bill, but we want a new front office GM and all that. And if Bill's cool with it, great. If he's not, then they can set up some type of respectable parting of the ways. And so I think that's best. But, Rob, here's the thing. And if Belichick, he seems like he still wants to coach, Rob, right? I mean, you mentioned he's 71, but, you know, this is what these guys do.
No,
Pete Carroll's right. Old. You know, yeah, they he wants to coach apparently. Because he could have easily just, like, could have walked away maybe when Brady left. Or, you know, like, he's done everything. He's kind of, you know, in a lot of people's eyes, he's the GOAT. But he still wants to do it, and that's fine, and he probably does want to get that record. But here's the risk you run. I won't be mad at him if he goes elsewhere. But, Rob, he's already taken some shots, you know, he lost the divorce, and, you know, Brady showed that he could win without Belichick. Belichick hadn't showed he could win without Brady and all that. And people are now – you know, nobody even, you'd be stupid to try to take away his achievements. But, you know, now there are some people saying, oh, you know, he's not that great without Brady and so on and so forth.
I don't know how people could say he's not great. I mean, he's done.
Well, he was great with Brady. And he's great. I mean, but he was with Brady. So he has not been great without Brady.
That's fine. But he also, when he was winning, he also put together some great defense.
He's a great defensive coach.
He is.
And that's the thing. But without Brady, would he just be a great defensive coach? Defensive coordinator or whatever. But that's neither here nor there right now. I'm saying this, though, Rob. If he goes somewhere else and fails, like they're a bad – maybe they were a good team, he turns them into a bad team. Maybe they're bad and he never got them on the right track. I think that notion that he's not great, as you put it, it only gets bigger. If he goes somewhere else and struggles. Now, I think there's some good places he could go. Rob, the Chargers, they got a great offense. They need – their defense has great individual players, but it's a bad unit. I mean, you would think he could turn that defense around. Leave the offense alone, leave it to Kellen Moore, and coach that defense. Like, that's the type of team I think he could go to, and you would think they would have some success. But I think it's risky because if he goes somewhere and doesn't do well, it could do even more damage to his reputation.
Yeah, but I just think, you know, New England's been its home. It would be for him to be, you know, looking for somewhere else to go. Because to me, if I'm Bill Belichick, it's New England or retire. Like, if you want to retire and you don't want to get the record, which I don't believe that's the case, unless he's just, you know, fired, you know what I mean, or something like that, he would have people would definitely be interested.
Oh yeah, he definitely get a job.
He would definitely get a job. I don't think like he would be in a situation where nobody's like, oh, no, he's done. There's no way we're interested in Bill Belichick. I don't see that. No.
I agree. Because, again, no matter where you fall on the him with or without Brady, his defense is great with or without Brady.
Right. And that's,
and if you've got a good offensive coordinator like he had in Josh McDaniels, you know what I mean? Like, you can make – it'll work. I mean, because he's going to make your defense great. So, yeah, I agree. I think he would be wanted elsewhere. And it really all depends on how hungry he is, Rob, to win another Super Bowl. I'm sure, yeah, he wants that record, but I'm sure he probably wants another Super Bowl. And so it depends on how hungry he is for it as to whether or not he stays in New England or goes elsewhere.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.